Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting third. The left fielder, Wayne Nordhagen. Batting fourth. The DH, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ron Pruitt. Batting eighth. The catcher, Glenn Borgman. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Todd Cruz. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Mike Proley. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Peters. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The DH, Champ Summers. Batting fifth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Tim Corcoran. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Mark Fidrich. And now, play ball. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires bunts towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. Lemon moves to second. One out. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lemon moves to third. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a fly ball into left field. Nordhagen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a line drive towards first. Squires reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a pop-up towards short. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Corcoran scoops it up and throws to first, with Fidrich covering, for the out. Two outs. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman hits a pop-up towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers strikes out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish takes first base on ball four. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pruitt fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Parrish moves to second. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Corcoran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-0 in the game. Squires hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires fields the ball and throws to Proley covering. Safe. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brookins. The throw from Borgman and he is out, Cruz applying the tag. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. Peters bunts towards the right side of the infield. Morrison fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0-for-1 in the game. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins juggles the ball. That's an error on Brookins. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-1 in the game. Morrison hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, White Sox. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pruitt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0-for-1 in the game. Summers hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pruitt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0-for-1 in the game. Borgman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 0-for-1 in the game. Corcoran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brookins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Corcoran moves to second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker bunts towards the mound. Proley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Corcoran moves to third. Brookins moves to second. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison fields it and throws to second for the out. Corcoran scores. Brookins moves to third. One out. It's White Sox, 2, Tigers, 2. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. Trammell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-2, Tigers. Rich Wortham now pitching. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-2 in the game. Kemp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Summers hits a pop-up towards short. Cruz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Parrish hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nordhagen. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Kemp moves to third. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kemp scores. Parrish scores. It's 7-2, Tigers. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Corcoran hits a line drive into right field. Baines picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Baines. Cowens moves to third. Nardi Contreras now pitching. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cruz fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cowens scores. Corcoran moves to second. It's 8-2, Tigers. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Corcoran moves to third. Brookins moves to second. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Peters hits a fly ball into left field. Nordhagen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-1 in the game. Squires hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0-for-2 in the game. Nordhagen hits a pop-up towards first. Corcoran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Peters. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-2 in the game. Morrison hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Trammell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kemp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trammell moves to third. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Contreras picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Contreras. Trammell scores. Kemp moves to third. It's 9-2, Tigers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Contreras fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Kemp scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 10-2, Tigers. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Cowens hits a fly ball into left field. Nordhagen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Baines hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pruitt is called out on strikes. Two outs. Marv Foley pinch hits for Glenn Borgman. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-2 in the game. Cruz hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Marv Foley now playing first base. Bruce Kim now catching. Kevin Bell now playing shortstop. Greg Pryor now playing second base. Ken Kravec now. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Corcoran hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-2, Tigers. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Brookins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nordhagen. Brookins reaches second base with a double. Mark Wagner pinch hits for Lou Whitaker. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is called out on strikes. One out. Dave Stegman pinch hits for Rick Peters. Dave Stegman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stegman hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Stegman now playing center field. Mark Wagner now playing second base. Stan Poppy now playing third base. Jim Lenteen now playing left field. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Stegman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Kim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kim hits a fly ball into center field. Stegman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0-for-3 in the game. Nordhagen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Lenteen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenteen hits a pop-up towards the mound. Kravec settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Wackenfuss pinch hits for Champ Summers. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Poppy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Corcoran scoops it up and throws to first, with Fidrich covering, for the out. Pryor moves to second. One out. Ron Pruitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pruitt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pruitt takes first base on ball 4. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Poppy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Molinaro pinch hits for Kevin Bell. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro hits a fly ball into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 11, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.